notch, the front-ranking evangelical Protestant publisher. And so I just kind of expected a perfunctory, you know, no. But instead, they not only accepted the manuscript, they did so with great enthusiasm. And working with them has been a real thrill, because I have been working with a number of Protestant scholars and editors who have just awakened to discover the amazing depth and clarity and practical power of Pope Benedict's biblical theology.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has really been an amazing experience.
Well, he really does have a way of reaching out across denominational lines, across generational lines. Even now, we're seeing with the fruits of his efforts with Islam across religious lines. What is it about him that really empowers him to do this?
Well, I mean, God knows, but it's certainly a combination of his own natural gifts and supernatural graces. I've met him on four occasions and spoken to him, and I just got a sense that here is a man of great depth and serenity.
Mm-hmm.
Seldom do you find somebody so profound having the kind of quiet and deep passion that he possesses. There's such a softness about him, and yet such a depth. And I think what's happened here is that we've seen a world-class biblical theologian elevated to the papacy, but we have seen somebody elevated who has spent three or four decades praying the scriptures as much as he has studied, lectured, and written about the scriptures. And he understands something that many people don't, and that is that the scripture is, first and foremost, it belongs to the church, but it belongs in the church's liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
When the church councils canonized the 73 books of the Old and New Testament, they did so on the basis of what was already being read in the liturgy, what was illuminating the mystery of the Eucharist that climaxes the liturgy, and what the liturgy itself actualizes and fulfills, namely the saving truth that we find on the sacred page. And so he has always understood that not only do you need to connect the old and the new, which puts them in the 95th percentile, but you also have to connect the scripture and the liturgy to read the Bible the way that the biblical writers themselves expected to be read, interpreted, and understood.